Good morning and welcome to the 10th in a series of audio booths designed to make Irish politics more transparent, to give you some idea in particular of what you have to do in order to get elected to the highest parliament in the land, the Irish Dáil. I'm here again with John Gilroy. John Gilroy is a candidate for the Irish Labour Party in the constituency of Cork North Central, which is where I live. So, good morning, John Gilroy.
Good morning, Paul.
John, what I want to find out from you today is something about the Irish Labour Party, right? I want to hear a bit about what's going on to get you elected. What are the Labour Party doing to get you elected? So, can we focus on that theme? And how do you use the resources of the Labour Party in order to try to make sure that you win one of the seats in this constituency?
Well, Paul, thanks very much. The questions you ask are more complex than they first seem. First of all, what is the Labour Party doing to get me elected? I suppose the Labour Party, as we see it here, consists of the National Labour Party, which is a Labour Party brand, and that shows us running at about 23% in the polls nationally. And then we have the local Labour Party, or the local Labour Party activists, who are the people on the ground who are actually going to go out there and do the work. First of all, it's important to say that there is no central funding available for candidates from the Labour Party.
So you get no money from the Labour Party centrally for your campaign, is that correct?
Not a cent, not a penny. So any money that we raise to run a campaign is my own money, or money that we will raise during a fundraiser. There's spending limits on the amount of money that can be spent in an election, and here in a four-seater constituency, the amount of money that can be spent is up to €36,000 for the course of the campaign.
But can I slip you some money on the quiet, which you won't account for, and just it's a private deal between you and me?
If you want to see me going to jail, Paul, that's would be, you do that. But no, the Ethics Act surrounding the acceptance of donations are very strict, and rightly that would be. There is a direct correlation between the amount of money spent and the number of votes you get. There's no question about that. Some other politicians might deny that, but there is no question about it.
Okay, so there's no money coming from the centre of the Labour Party, but what about moral support and goods and services rather than cash?
Okay, I mean, the first thing about the Labour Party is the Labour Party brand. That every Labour Party activist, every Labour Party candidate works under the banner of the Labour Party, and that means something, because policies of the Labour Party are generally centrally directed and meaningful. So to be working under the banner of the Labour Party is certainly a bonus indeed. The second thing is there's economies of scale can be achieved here, in that all our election literature and election posters are printed centrally. So we have over 65 candidates nationally at the moment. So by pooling resources with 65 other people, you can get much better deals.
But do each of you have to pay your share?
Oh, I pay the whole, yes, absolutely. I mean, the core package of the Labour Party consists of posters, election posters. 600 is the standard core package. You get canvassing cards, you get car stickers, you get little rosettes for your lapel, you know. And
you have to pay for all these things?
Of course you do, of course you do. That's the standard package. You can get variations of the standard package, and you can get more, you can get less.
Oh, you mean there's the deluxe package if you...
Deluxe, if you have the money to pay for it, the deluxe model. So, I mean, 600 posters is the core package, but you could order 700 posters or 1,000 posters and pay accordingly. But there is economies of scale achieved there, so that's another advantage of...
Okay, that's enough about money now, John. I want to find out, what about advice and guidance from Labour Party headquarters to a local candidate like yourself on what you should do?
Yeah, of course, that's vast experience or corporate memory of the Labour Party is available to us all. Like we spoke yesterday, or the last tape we did here, we spoke about media training. That's certainly available. And all other sorts of advice are available to candidates, really at the end of the phone. We have a regional organiser and a national organiser whose mobile numbers are in my phone, and I can ring them, and I can say the Labour Party is an extremely smooth and efficient electoral machine.
So the regional organiser then, does that person deal with several constituencies?
The regional organiser is George Cummins, and he deals with all of Munster, all the constituencies in Munster. And George's job is a job that if I have any problem, look for any advice or indeed need anything at all to do with my campaign that I can't organise myself, I can pick up the phone to George and ring him and George sorts it out.
And has he been round in the Labour Party for a very long time? Has he done several campaigns before?
Yes, this is probably his third or fourth campaign, so local or national. So George will be a very, very efficient operator.
So that's a regional organiser. Now you say there's a national organiser as well. Who's the national organiser?
The national organiser is David Leach. David, by good fortune, is a constituent of mine, but he's based in Dublin. David's job...
You mean he has a vote here in Cork North Central?
He certainly has, and I suppose he might be voting. Well, he could vote for myself or Kathleen or one or other.
That's Kathleen Lynch, now the other Labour Party person, yes?
Kathleen, my running mate, yeah. And the argument is, of course, Paul, as we had it here in one of our earlier audio booths, is she my running mate or am I hers? So, look, David Leach is the national organiser, and David really is responsible for national policy and the national direction of the campaign. Him and Rory Quinn, who's the National Director of Elections.
And would he send you out an email saying, John, I want you to do this, or I want? Would he send all the candidates an email advising them that they should now attack on this issue or that issue, or does he kind of respond to you?
Yeah, I suppose the national organiser doesn't become involved in the micro details of campaigns. But yes, on the broader strokes, like for instance now on, it would be very important that the Labour Party would have one voice on, let's think of an issue, the current difficulties Fianna Fáil are having in their leadership. And it would be important that there's not 20 different views emerging from the Labour Party on this.
Yeah, like the party line.
Well, if you want to put it that way, Paul, yeah, there's a consistency that needs to be developed and maintained on most major policy issues. Otherwise, you wouldn't bother having a party at all. You'd be a crowd of independents.
And tell me, do you see these people, the regional organiser, David Cummins and George Cummins and David Leach, do you see them face to face, or do you use Skype, or do you, you know, are these people you sit down and have a cup of coffee with any time?
Yeah, the Labour Party is at the moment not a very big organisation. We have 20 TDs, we have 240 councillors. So when you're dealing with these numbers, it's very easy to build up a personal relationship with them all. If we were a very large party with maybe 600 or 700 councillors and maybe 80 or 90 TDs, the personal relationships would be entirely different. So yeah, like, I mean, I can pick up a mobile phone to either of two lads anytime. We communicate by Facebook a lot, actually. It's very, very, very handy.
Oh, really? Which part of Facebook do you use?
Oh, God, don't ask me the technical
question. All right.
This one, Paul. But, you know, the typing part of personal messages.
But look, you know that you have, when the election campaign comes along in full earnest, there'll be people like Eamon Gilmore, the party leader, coming to Cork. You know, who gets involved in getting Eamon Gilmore to come to your constituency?
Well, as it happens, the party leader is coming here to Cork North Centre next tomorrow week, and he'll be spending 2 days in Cork, one day in North Central and the other in South Central. His diary will be, and slots in his diary will be allocated to each candidate in Cork to, I suppose, maximise his visit to the best of our ability. So we'll be taking him here into Glanmire for his first port of call. He'll be coming from East Cork on Thursday afternoon. So I guess, Paul, I'm proposing that I take him here to this very cafe for a cup of coffee to start off. Seeing as me and you start off our day here most days, why wouldn't Eamon Gilmore come and have a cup here as well? We'll then have one or two events, the nature of which aren't fully agreed on yet here in Glanmire, and we'll be moving over to Blarney as well then later on. Then probably on the Friday, we'll be doing some activities around north of the city in the morning time, both me and Kathleen Lynch. And then I think in the afternoon, the party leader is going to South Central for a similar round of activities.
All right, and closer to the time, I'll find out a bit more detail about that with you. So, look, let me ask you one last thing then, John. Give us some news. I've asked you, we've got a good flavour for the Labour Party now, and I just wanted to hear more about that, the party details. But give us a bit of news from your campaign now, just to round off the interview today. What's been happening in the last day?
Well, we're canvassing very strongly at the moment, Paul, in the north of the city. And last night, for instance, now we probably knocked on over 300 doors. We had six of my best canvassers out And there's one thing that's striking me, Paul, and the opinion polls are showing Fianna Fáil at 14% of the poll. I just don't know where those 14% of people are, because of the 300 houses that we visited yesterday, the level of anger towards Fianna Fáil is unbelievable. This is my 8th campaign to be involved in, either as a candidate or being involved in a campaign, either national or local, since my involvement in politics. And while we've seen anger and annoyance among the electorate before, I can say with not one doubt that people out there are incandescent with annoyance regarding Fianna Fáil.
And how long did you spend canvassing then yesterday?
Yes, my day yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning, myself and my team, literaturing team, were out in the north side of the city from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. We delivered literature into about 2,000 houses. We took a break then for an hour and a half. Myself and two of my canvassers spent 2 hours in the afternoon canvassing from about 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Came home, had a bite to eat, answered a few emails, made a few phone calls, and we were back on the doorsteps then for 6:15 until about 25 to 9.
John Gilroy, that's quite enough. I've got indigestion listening to that level of activity. Thank you very much, John.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.
11 minutes.